Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
dreads would they be gray? And I wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Praise be to God. L. Nicamoth, which means the God who avenges. In Psalm 18:47, in the NIV says, He is the God who avenges El Nicamoth, me, who subdues nations under me. Amen. Let us pray. El Nicamoth, you are the God who avenges me, who subdues my enemies under me. You tell me in your word that vengeance is yours, and this is because you are El Nicamoth. You know how to prepare a table before me in the presence of those who oppose me. You set me in high places when others try to take me down. I praise you because you are the God of justice. It is a terrible thing to fall in the hands of the God who avenges. I glorify your name because you have shown yourself to be all-powerful in my life. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in at 7 p.m. to hear this woman of God. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another inspirational selection.
Belongs to you.
Amen. El Nekamoth. I admit that I rushed to seek my own vengeance. When I fell, I have been wrong. I confess to you that I like to see swift retaliation. And when I don't see you intervening, I sometimes try to avenge myself. Please forgive me for not being silent when others opposed me. Forgive me for not leaving vengeance to you. Forgive me for wrapping my own agenda into life situation when I should leave the matter in your hands. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Stars and grains of sand.
Amen. It is now time for our daily devotion. Excuse me. Yes. Our daily devotional. Praise be to God. And the title is Unfailing. And the scripture reading is coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. And it says, "The Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. The writer says, "Do you struggle with inadequacy? Are you afraid that you will be unable to succeed in what you have been given to do? The fear of failure is one of the most debilitating but common anxieties people experience. Throughout the years, I have counseled many people who could not move ahead in their careers, relationships, or personal goals because they were afraid of being unsuccessful. Unable to trust God's strength, they looked at their own human frailty and concluded there was no hope. I am convinced that this is why so many people struggle to rest completely in the Lord's provision. They believe he will let them fail. But understand, God will never call you to accomplish something in his name and then leave you to work out the details by yourself. Instead, he is personally involved in every aspect of your life and takes full responsibility for your needs as you obey him. As a believer, you have access to the wisdom and strength of the Almighty God. So renounce any feelings of doubt or fear. Instead, rejoice that the Lord works in you to do far more abundantly beyond all you can ask or imagine." Ephesians 3:20. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my strength. You are my wisdom. And you are my adequacy. Thank you for accomplishing all you can, all you call me to do. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. All to the glory of God. Everything belongs to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. We pray his holy kingdom reign. Oh,
the diamonds and all the gold. For as far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love
God, all to the glory of God. El Nicamor Muff, thank you for being the God who avenges. Thank you for balancing the scale when I stay out of the equation. Thank you for your heart of justice. Thank you for your compassion, which seeks to right wrongs when I have been treated unfairly. When someone has unjustly accused me or sought to remove my influence or bring me pain. You see, you hear, you care, you are there. You are El Nicamor. You avenge me, and for that, I am truly grateful. Amen, amen, and amen.
Just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God you can't hurry.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread, which is entitled Envisioning a Different Future. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 through 37. Amen. And it does read, if one of your fellow Israelites falls into poverty and cannot support himself, support him as you would a foreigner or a temporary resident and allow him to live with you. Do not charge interest or make a profit at his expense. Instead, show your fear of God by letting him live with you as your relative. Remember, do not charge interest on money you lend him or make a profit on food you sell him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise be to God. So you see here, 35 to 37 is saying, God said that neglecting the poor was a sin. Permanent poverty was not allowed in Israel. Financially secured families were responsible to help and house those in need. Many times we do nothing, not because we lack compassion, but because we are overwhelmed by the size of the problem and don't know where to begin. God does it.
Amen.
God doesn't expect you to eliminate poverty, nor does he expect you to neglect your family while providing for others. He does, however, expect that when you see an individual in need, you will reach out with whatever help you can offer, including hospitality. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is Envisioning a Different Future. The text for this message is coming from Leviticus 25:35, and it says, help them so they can continue to live among you. The writer says, the 300 middle and high school students of the small town of Nindonesia, Kansas, fell into a surprise school assembly. They then sat in disbelief upon hearing that a couple with ties to their own had decided to pay college tuition for every Indonesia student for the next 25 years. Students were stunned, overjoyed, and tearful. In Indonesia had been hard hit economically, which meant many families worried about how to cover college expenses. The gift was a generational game changer, and the donors hoped it would immediately impact current families, but also insensitize others to move to Indonesia. They envisioned their generosity igniting new jobs, new vitality, an entire different future for the town. God desired his people to be generous by not only tending to their own acute needs, but also by envisioning a new future for their struggling neighbors. God's directions were clear. If any of your fellow Israelites become poor and are unable to support themselves among you, help them. Leviticus 25:35. The generosity wasn't only about meeting basic physical needs, but also about considering what their future life together as a community would require. Help them, God said, so they can continue to live among you, in verse 35. The deepest form of giving reimagined a different future. God's immense creative generosity encourages us toward that day when we'll all live together in wholeness and plenty. Amen. Question. How does generosity meet immediate needs? And how can it encourage you to also look further? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. God, I struggle with being generous in the most basic ways. Help me to see and act in Jesus' name. Amen Amen and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. To God be the glory. Once again, at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And you can call in that same number at 7 p.m. to hear Pastor Kathy bring a message this evening. At this time, I will play a selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody.
His holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. El Nekamoth, which means the God who avenges. I ask you to give me restraint so that I don't seek my own revenge and then miss out on witnessing your intervention on my behalf. Help me not to harbor bitterness or unrighteous anger toward those who have sought harm against me and thereby prohibit you from carrying out what you wish on my behalf. Where I have been unfairly treated, El Nekamoth, please remove, correct, or bring to repentance the person or persons who have done it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting for our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were. A holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living word.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
You are an awesome
Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, 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 that's why we called you. Hallelujah. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Yeah. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My, 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 my. I am trying to control myself, y'all. I'm trying to control myself. Oh, too late. I'm out of control. I want to just share this with you real quick before I get into this word, because it is good. Yes, it is. But
amen.
Before I get into this word, I got to explain a little something, because I've been hearing some concerns from the audience, so I just want to explain something. You know, every preacher I know, I'm not saying every preacher you know, I'm saying every preacher that I know, before they get into the word, they always have an opening, whether
yes.
it's a joke or telling you about something that happened to them throughout the day or something about their family, whatever. They always open up with something
yes.
before they get to the word. Why? Because they're trying to get you to a place where you can just relax and now hear from God.
Amen.
So they'll start off with a joke or tell you something about their day. And so, you know, I heard a couple of people telling me, and I said, huh, that's all you got? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it sounds like I'm stuck on telling what's going on in my life. I'm stuck on telling
Whoa.
What I'm going through. Hello, yes, I am. Duh. I'm stuck on telling you what's going on in my life. Because God is, he is the glue that's keeping me in my life.
Amen.
So I have to tell you
yes.
what's going on so you can see God moving through me.
Come on now.
And you know, so some of my partners in California, stuff like that, they say, yeah, we hear you talking about you. And then I said, hey, Dodo. How you going to hear me bear witness to God if you never hear my story?
Amen.
You have to hear my story if you're going to hear me bear witness. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
oh God, because you woke us up cold in our right minds. Divine healings within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we are forever grateful.
Yes.
We love you. We honor you. We adore you, oh God. Father God, as I prepare myself to allow you to speak through me, use me as a vessel, oh God. I am a servant of the Most High God. Father God, speak to me through me to your people, not my people, thy people. Speak to the people, oh God, even the ones that haven't come in yet, that think they don't have time to get in. My goodness. Father God, those are the ones you're calling on the most. Because
yes.
you still have time.
You're
Amen. Still alive. You still got
yes.
breath in your body. God is still speaking to you and you and you and you and you and me and me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Have your way right now, oh God. And I pray that everyone above all else that they receive tonight, that they will get understanding of what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. We love you. We honor you. You said in all thy getting, get understanding.
Yes.
You cannot change. I cannot change you if you don't understand what I'm trying to do. You can only understand what I'm trying to do when you understand what I've said.
Amen.
I can't expect you to apply it if you don't understand what I'm saying. Thank you, God. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings. Speak, Lord, speak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And I was listening to a couple of my peeps from California, and I and they said, yeah, you got a story. You always got to, I got to help. Duh. I hope he going to get the glory if I don't have a story.
Come on now.
You know, I'm sitting there listening to them. I say, okay, well, so they saying, just get into the word. You don't need no story.
Whoa.
See, this how you know, what level people are on by listening to them talk. Mm. When they talk, listen. Because they're going to tell you, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They're going to tell you what kind of a relationship they're really in with God. They're going to let you know whether they are a college student. They're going to let you know whether they're in the second grade, whether they are kindergarten. They're going to let you know whether they are a doctor or a lawyer in Christ. All you got to do is listen, because as they speak, and you're going, you're still on the third grade level. And then there are some that are talking. You go, okay, you know more than I know. So you should be teaching me.
Okay.
except they're not the chosen one. Come on now.
Amen.
You better go ahead and pass to Kathy. Go ahead on. Because, see, I've had to learn over the years. Mm-hmm. Kathy, you didn't choose me. I chose you.
That's right.
When I set you apart in your mother's womb, you were already chosen, sanctified from day one.
Right now.
And I went, look, stuck up my little chest. I said, go ahead on. Speak, I don't know about anybody else, but when God starts handing me roses, and for those of you that don't understand what I mean, I always say, can I get my flowers now? I don't want to be waiting, you know, to no funeral, and then you bring me flowers, because I can't smell no roses when I'm gone.
Exactly.
So I want my roses now, and there are times when God just comes with a whole dozen of roses. Mm-hmm. And I look, I said, oh, Lord. You know, when he bring you roses, he's really saying, Kathy, it doesn't matter what they say. I love you. I called you, and I'm going to use you.
Come on now.
And I said, all right now, Lord, okay. You know, you feel like you sitting on your daddy lap. And he's singing your praises. Now,
hallelujah.
If he's saying, Kathy, you perfect. Kathy, you righteous. Kathy, you all that. No, that ain't what he's saying. You know what he's saying? Kathy, you're willing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're willing. He's not looking for educated vessels or anything like that. Although, don't get me wrong. He's got a whole lot of educated vessels. He's looking for willing vessels right
there
now.
You go. Right.
Are you willing to do what I need you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there are times when he tells me to do something, I go, okay, hold on, let me think. Because I get afraid to do what he's asking. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. There are things that God will ask us to do, and sometimes you get a little hesitant, and you're like, oh, God, are you sure you want me to do that? If you can hear me, then yes, I'm sure. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. Let's get into the word.
Thank you.
So I can hit it and quit it. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Oh, guess what? Yes, Lord, we are coming from the Gospels today. Yes, in the middle of your Bible. Let's go to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter. Oh, what chapter is it, Lord? Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, chapter 14. Thank you, Father. Matthew chapter 14, verses 21 through 29.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 14, verses 21 through 29, and it reads, okay, the Holy Ghost said I got to give you the title right now. I told you I'm just riding along. The
Amen.
Title is called An Invitation to Happy Hour.
Ooh.
An Invitation to Happy Hour. Here we go. Matthew 14, 21 through 29. 1,000 men were fed in addition to women and children. Verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had sent them away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already far from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. And they cried out in fear. But Jesus spoke up at once. Take courage. Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, command me to come to you on the water. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop right there. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, here we go. Thank you, Father. An invitation to happy hour. Wow. Wow. See, I told you there's some things God asked me to do, and I like, Lord, you know they're going to laugh at me. And he said, Kathy. They're not laughing at you. They're laughing at me because I sent you. I said, oh, thank you, Father. Look, he took that load off of me. Yes, sir. So we see that Jesus fed 5,000. Well, it was more than 5,000 because it was 5,000 men plus the ladies and the children, right? So
right.
We know it was more than 5,000. But he fed them. And then it says, Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get out of the boat and go to the other side. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Wow. So here's the thing. Right after they saw him feed over 5,000 with two loaves and five fishes, after they saw him do that, then he made them get in the boat and go to the other side, wait over there till I come, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You got to, God, I love you. Thank you. He said, slow down, Kathy. I need you to get all of this out tonight. So I got to slow down. Look, I was doing about 90 miles an hour. I got to slow down to 60. Okay. So he says, immediately after he did the miracle of feeding the 5,000+, he sent them away on the boat. You go out there. I'm coming. Let me get rid of them. Y'all go ahead. Why? Y'all say, well, he was sending them into a storm. Yes, he was. You say, well, it doesn't say that. Yes, it does. They went into a storm, didn't they? The winds, all this was going on out there. So
yes. The
reason why I say he was sending them into a storm is because our God is all-knowing, right? He's omniscient. He knows everything. So
yes.
He knew They were going into a storm.
Amen.
But guess what? Y'all better get this. It does not say Satan tricked them into going into a storm. No, that ain't what it says. Guess what it says? It says Jesus made them go into the storm. It says he made them go into the boat to get to the other side. But guess what? If you know that your God is all-knowing, then you know that he made them go into that storm. Because he knew the storm was going to come.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Y'all go ahead. I'll catch up with you. Y'all go ahead.
Uh-huh.
So they get in the boat and they go on to the other side. See, this is good because you got to understand how it affects you and me and her and her and him. Because Satan isn't the one that's always directing you into a storm.
Yes.
Sometimes Jesus is leading you into a storm. I'm sorry. Watch this. When Jesus came out the water from being baptized, you heard the voice say, "This is my son whom I'm well pleased." And right after you heard the voice, "This is my son whom I'm well pleased," it says, and right after that, the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
Yes. Amen.
Who led him in the wilderness? Oh, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness.
That's
there
right.
are times when God is leading you into the storm. It is not always Satan.
That's right.
Well, guess what? We always want to give Satan the credit. Oh, Satan was busy. Oh, my God, he tried to trick me to go over here and knowing all this havoc was going to be over there. And Satan is going, do that? And the imps is going, uh-uh. And they said, that's okay, we'll take the credit. Why? Because when you do, my goodness, glory to God, when you do that, you make Satan appear to be bigger than he really is.
Come on now. Preach
because that. You don't recognize that your father, your father sometimes is letting you go through.
That's right.
He has a reason for it.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but let me tell you something. My mama and my daddy, guess what they used to do? While we're outside playing, mothers, I don't know that they do it as much now, back in my day. When we're outside playing, your parents is in the window following your every move, looking at everything you do, who you're talking to, when you went in the store, when you came out of the store. They watching everything you do. So when the bully comes around and they start pushing on you, guess what your mother, well, my mother and my daddy did this. Guess what they do? They kind of duck behind the curtain. Why? You see a bully getting ready to tear me up and you going to act like you don't see it? What's that about? And so my mom and daddy, they kind of hide. And the bully, and I'm looking at the bully because you know I can't fight. So I'm looking going, okay. Now, first, I was cool because I knew my mother was looking and she was going to come outside and my daddy would come outside and say, hey, get away from my daughter. Well, I look back in the window and I ain't see him. I said, because now I ain't got no help.
Yes,
and I'm going, why would they get out of the window now? They know I need them. But they just ducking behind the curtain. So now I'm looking around and I'm going, dang, I got 12,000 sisters and I can't have one here right now. So now I'm stuck. Nail one of my sisters around, no cousins, and my cousins love to fight. I'm just stuck all alone. So I said, so they pushing and I go, okay, they're getting ready to tear me up. And they pushing again. And all of a sudden, do you know that someone can push you too many times where you get so angry, you forget you don't know how to fight?
Yeah.
And you start swinging back on them because they done pushed you too far. Well, they pushed me too far. And, you know, I don't know if it was scared, fear, or what. Start hitting them back. Now, they weren't that tough. They were only tough because I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, y'all better hear me in the jaw.
Yes.
Statement. Not
yes.
that tough.
Yes.
He's
yes.
only appearing to be tough because you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I start fighting back, and the next thing you know, they go, oh, ain't nobody messing with you, and they'll take off. And then, you know, I'm sitting there going, whew, whew. You know, I kind of want to cry because I'm so glad they left. I was thinking I ain't had no more blows to come. And I turn around, and I see my mother in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, dang, she missed it. She going to get in the window now after they gone? Because I'm thinking she left the window. She never left the window.
Exactly.
I couldn't see her.
Right.
But she never left the window.
Mm. Mm.
My goodness, glory to God. Y'all better hear that. God never leaves you. You
That's
just
right.
don't see him all the time. But he's still there watching.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he led them into a storm, look what it says. It says immediately. He told them, go ahead on. I'll catch up with you. You know why? Immediately after that miracle. Because God is saying, if you saw me do this,
yes,
then you know I can handle that.
Amen.
What's that?
What?
Whatever you're getting ready to face, that is going to bring fear upon you because you think I'm not with you.
That's right.
If you saw me take two loads and five and feed all those people,
mm-hmm.
you saw me do this, then you know that I'm capable of doing that. Now, here's the thing. We are his disciples today. So
yes.
we are the followers of Christ.
Yes.
And as we're following him, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. As we're following him, we are watching him perform miracles. The only difference is they're not labeling them as a miracle. But it's still a miracle. They're just not calling it that. So we're watching. Oh, I didn't have no money to pay my bills. And all of a sudden I get a notice in the mail and it says your bill is due on the 20th. And you look down and go, my bill is due today. And it says your bill is due on the 20th. And you call and say, I got a notice. Is the bill due today or on the 20th? And they said, no, your bill is due on the 20th. On the 20th. Yes, on the 20th, not today. Yes, on the 20th. Yes.
Yes.
So I don't have to pay nothing today.
No.
Okay, so what's your name? What department are you in? And they go, I am customer service, what my name is. What number do I get you at? Because, see, when they cut me off, I'm going to make sure I know who to tell them. And they're going, you're not getting cut off. You're not due until the 20th. Okay. Because, see, what we forgot is God is still watching.
Amen.
The same way he was watching those disciples when he led them into the storm. He's watching us go into our storms. For some of us, our storm is unemployment, divorce, lack of money for our bills.
Mm-hmm.
Your storm could be anything that's got you afraid.
Amen.
Anything that's rising up against you. And guess what? God ain't hiding behind no curtain like my mother was. He's just looking at you.
Yep.
He ain't saying nothing.
He's right out in the open.
Because, Kathy, you saw me do all of that, and you think I can't handle this? Then, Kathy, you still in kindergarten. You don't know me. If you knew me, you would know you got nothing to be scared of, no matter where I send you. Because greater is he that is with me. My goodness, glory to God. Now watch this. Whew, God, I love you. So immediately he sends them out. He sends them into the storm. Why? I might not be on the boat, but I can see you. Huh?
Yes.
Kathy, you don't need me to be at your house there in North Carolina. I still see you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And guess what? That ought to be good news for everybody. No matter what part of the world you're in, God can see you. No matter what storm you're facing or in already, because it said they was already in the storm while he was over there praying. Well, guess what? Jesus was interceding for them then, and he's interceding for us now.
Amen.
Because even though he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, guess what? He's interceding on our behalf.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's still praying.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. And guess what he's saying? Kathy, Satan has asked for you by name. And I'm going, really? No. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost told me to back that up. He's going, roulette? Satan has asked for you by name.
Ooh.
And I'm going, oh, you don't use my whole name. And he goes, but don't worry, roulette. I pray that your faith won't fail.
Mm.
But when you get back,
mm-hmm.
use your story to strengthen the others. And I'm going, okay, hold on. You said you prayed for me. So what is this when I get back? So you saying, even though you prayed, my faith is still going to fail me? Yeah. I prayed that your faith wouldn't fail you.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's going to fail you for a little while,
yes.
it's going to return.
Amen.
See, that's the part that we don't remember. Even though your faith is still going to fail you, it will return. And it'll click in your mind, wait a minute, I serve a God that is able.
Amen.
You know what? All the time I look on my thing here, I got a little area where my computer and everything is, and I look at this card that my son and his family gave me. Oh, I take it back, gave it to me, because I just remembered what they wrote on the inside. They both signed the card. The card says, moms can move mountains. And I look at the car going, that's what y'all think? Wow. And they go, moms can move mountains. That's what the card says. And then it's signed JJ and Corey. But here's the thing. You know what? There was a time when we were going through that we didn't let our kids see all that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're hurting the kid. Okay? Mm-hmm. You making a two-year-old grow up before his time. You making a 10-year-old into a 40-year-old before his time because you are privileging him to things he don't need to know. Because he doesn't know how to process it. She doesn't know how to process it. She is not as old as you. She cannot carry that weight of knowing, wait a minute, tomorrow we might not be able to eat. Oh, my God, we can't pay our rent. Where are we going to stay? What are we going to do? They cannot process what we process.
That's right.
So I didn't used to tell them everything. They
right.
were kids. And like my mother used to tell us, go get in a kid's plate.
Thank you.
And guess what? She didn't say the word. She just looked at you.
Huh. Come on now.
You see adults talking, you need to step. As soon as the adults come in the house, we will get ourselves and go in the room. Why? Because we already know if you don't go in the room, she going to get you later because you move too slow. And the thing is, you don't share everything with your kids. Not at that age. They're not ready. They can't handle it.
No.
Okay? And no. Even as they get older, just because they're older doesn't mean they can handle it.
True.
Okay? My son was in his, you know, early adulthood, and he was still going, why can't we all get along? You know, and I'm going, this dude is still crying. What is wrong with him? But that's how he felt. He felt like we're all family. Why can't we just love each other? Why do we always argue and we get together? And that's what he felt like.
Mm.
And so now we make a joke of it. But now we go, you know, that kid is looking. But here's the thing. This is what God is telling us today. Here's the invitation to the happy hour. Now, we know that, okay, yes, he sent them across the way, and he went to pray. And we also know that he prayed for them then, and he's praying for all of his disciples now, which is every last one of us. He is interceding on our behalf.
Yes, he
right?
is.
Because yes. he knows he's allowed us to go into a storm that he knew was going to be there.
That's
then
right.
we mm-hmm. also see that when he came out the water, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So why do we feel like we can't be tempted? Tempted, not overtaken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get tempted, but
yes.
we don't have to be overtaken. Why? Because God will make a way of escape. Yes, mm-hmm. he will. My goodness, glory to God. So
glory.
Now we see all of this. And guess what? He was tempted for 40 days. Yeah, yes, he was. And the thing about it is, we get tempted for a day or two, and we fall short. All Satan got to do is wave something in front of us. We're like, ooh, ooh. And we led by the nose. Why? Because we've forgotten who our God is. That's why.
That's right.
So we see that Jesus was tempted for 40 days. Oh, please. Satan is looking at us going, shh, you don't need no 40 days with them. All you got to do is dangle it in front of them.
Well,
and those hidden desires that they got, it's going to make them come on to it. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. Okay, now I got to try to wrap it up. So we see that even though, oh, this is a good thing. Even though Jesus was tempted in the wilderness,
yes.
he was also ministered to by angels.
Amen.
And this is how I know. Don't you dare sit there and try to tell us that the devil was after you and he was trying to tempt you and get you to do all this. No. Because it also says that while you're being tempted, there's angels there to help you.
Mm.
But guess what you're doing? Your desires have overridden the angels. And so you try to blame it on Satan. Satan made you do it. No, he didn't. He just enticed you to do what you wanted to do anyway. Come on now. My
yeah.
goodness, glory to God. Now, here we go. So, it says, when they saw Jesus walking on the water, they got scared. They were full of fear.
Yes.
Right? So they standing there, and Jesus walking on water, and it says, it's a ghost! They were terrified. My goodness, glory to God. Here's the thing. You need God. You praying for God to show up in your situation. And when he does, because you don't recognize how he's coming to you, instead of embracing him, you're getting scared. That's because you don't recognize it's him. That's why you're scared. You don't know that that's the way that God is getting ready to bless you. You think that's something coming to hurt you. That's why he's teaching you right now. And it says that they got scared. They said it's a ghost. They were terrified. And Jesus said, no. Be of good cheer. Huh? It is I. Huh? It is I. Don't be afraid.
That's right.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
All of us are praying daily. God, I need you. God, please come into my life. God, help me in this situation. And then he sends Pastor Kathy to help you. And you look at Pastor Kathy like, what's she doing here? What's going on? What is she trying to get all up in my business? What's this about? I don't need nothing. I'm good. You ain't good because God wouldn't have sent me. Okay? You got to understand, we are Jesus now because now we're the sons and daughters of God doing the same thing that he did.
Yes.
When God said, this is my son whom I'm well pleased, I want to hear the same thing. This is my daughter whom I'm well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
This is my son. Don't you want to hear it? Yeah.
Yes.
So now he's sending us to, oh my goodness, God is sending us out to finish the work that Jesus started.
That's right.
So now we out there walking on water because guess what? The water looks like it's getting ready to be above your head. But here's the good news. Even though it's above your head, it's still under Jesus' feet.
Amen.
So he, as long as God ain't drowning, you all right. Because he sent them in there. And if he sent you in there, he is not going to put more on you than you can bear.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? I said,
yes.
If he sent you. Not if you went on your own. I said, if he sent you, he is not going to put more on you than you can bear.
That's right.
My goodness.
That's right.
God,
amen.
Huh? Yeah. So then, he says, be of good cheer. It's all right. Don't be afraid. Here we go. Time to get happy, y'all.
Yep.
And so he goes, finally, you have noticed me. In some of the Bibles, look at the verses in your Bible. It says that Jesus was walking on by. It didn't say he walked up to the boat. It said he was walking on water, walking on by. He wasn't going to the boat. He was just walking on by. You know why? That's one of those, finally, you have noticed me. Because guess what? I've been here all along.
Mm-hmm.
You just did not notice me. But now you're noticing me. Right?
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Here it is. In your storm, in the midst of your storm, Jesus is already there.
Yes, he
but
is.
But all this time, you calling on her, and he's going,
yeah.
And you go, oh, God, oh, Jesus, help me. And he's going, okay. And you go, God, where are you? Jesus, Lord, God, where are you? And he's going, right here. And you go, God, help me, Lord. God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And you don't see him. And so you're still going through, and you're staying in the storm longer than you need to because you don't recognize him.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, when you do recognize him, you get scared. Hi, how y'all doing? It was in my spirit to come and bring y'all some groceries. It was in your spirit to bring us some groceries. We don't need no groceries, and your kids are standing behind you going, but I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And you let pride trick you because you done seen Sally wearing Gucci clothes and Gucci this and Gucci that, and you think, oh, she's going to try to punk me and bring me some food. Uh-uh, I don't need your help. God got this. And God is sitting there going, I do have it. And you can have it if you reach out and take this.
Mm,
but
right.
You're looking at how he's come to you. and you're looking at the wrong thing, it doesn't matter how he comes to you. He came.
Amen.
Okay? He came to help you. It doesn't matter which way he chose to come. He's there now. You see him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, he's in there all along. You just didn't see him. And he said, finally, y'all noticed me. That's why he was walking on by. Huh? Look at the versions. Read it later. It says Jesus was walking past the boat. Why? Still don't see me? You still don't know that I am with you always? You still don't know that, huh? You saw me do that, but you don't think I can handle this. Wow. My goodness, glory to God. And so Peter looks and goes, Lord, I just need you to confirm it's you. If that's really you, Lord, tell me to come. It is, y'all. Watch this.
Yes.
It is your invitation to come to a happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bid me to come.
Yes.
He looked at Peter. He said, come.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He's saying, Sally, come. John, come. Susan, come. Come. Jennifer, come. Ooh, Rodney, come. Why? This is your invitation to a happy hour. Why
Amen.
Are you calling it a happy hour? Anytime you realize that, my goodness, glory to God, anytime you realize that God is on the scene, your hour has just changed. It is now a happy hour.
Yes, it is.
Woo! Because you finally recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recognize him, you recognize that he's there to change your situation. I said, God, I love you. Ooh, I don't know where you was going with this, but thank you, Father. And he says, finally, they see me. And guess what? He was walking past the boat going, let me see if they're going to keep on letting me walk on by. Huh? And Peter said, that's you, just confirm. And God says, come. And when he said, come, that was your invitation to a happy hour.
Amen.
Because you ought to be happy to know that your God is on the scene with you. He's there to bring you out of whatever storm, whatever you're going through. He is there. He's been there all along.
Yes, he has.
You know what that ought to make all of us do? Look at our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around in a full circle and see if you don't recognize God in that situation with you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Because he's trying to let us know. The devil is duking you for no reason. The water is going over your head, but it's still under my feet.
Come on now.
And if it's under my feet, you will never be defeated. And if I told you that I got a purpose and a plan for your life, and you have not fulfilled your purpose, I don't care how deep the water is, you will never drown.
That's right.
It is not your time.
Mm-mm.
And no devil in hell is going to take you out before time. My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
But he's saying
you.
Today, this is one happy hour
mm-hmm.
that I want to see you come and get the victory in.
Thank you, God.
I want to see you turn around, recognize me, and accept me in your crisis, and let me bring you on through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stop it all the time, but I will always bring you through.
Yes.
A lot of times we want God to stop whatever's going on in our lives. And he said, I'm not going to always stop it, but I can bring you through.
Yes, he will.
I can lift you up and carry you on through.
Yes.
You know what? I don't know about anybody else, but to know that my God is always with me, that means every hour is a happy hour.
Yes, it is.
But you tell me, what hour can you find that God is not in it? King David said, if I make my bed in hell, you there. If I go over here, you there. Where can I go that you're not there?
Nowhere.
That's good news for all of us. King David is getting us to recognize God is everywhere. He sees everything. And it doesn't matter if he says, Kathy, I need you to move to the south. To the south, I'm in Arizona. It's hot out here, but I don't know. No, go ahead on. Go to the south. I get to the south. I ain't got no place to stay. I said, Lord, who in the world? Why would you send me to the south? Now I'm looking like moving a fool because everybody's thinking, you know, Kathy, to move to herself again. That wasn't God. God didn't tell her to move. And I'm going, Lord, where do I stay? Then all of a sudden, here come a hotel. Hotel, here comes something else. Here come food. Here come money. I'm going, what in the world? Because, you know, at first it looks like God didn't do this. Because look what I'm going through. Mm. My goodness, glory to God. And then the next thing you know, you take a look around and go, oh, my goodness. Look what God did.
Yes, indeed.
So don't tell me that God won't lead you into a storm. But he's leading you into the storm knowing Kathy knows did that. Then I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus went into the wilderness, he was tempted for 40 days.
Yes.
He wasn't tempted for one day and then he left him alone.
Ooh.
So just because God send you someplace, it doesn't mean you're not going to struggle. It doesn't mean you won't go through. It just means when you come out of that,
yes,
you are going to be victorious.
Yes, indeed.
Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If I never let you see me do something in your life, how can you bear witness to who I am in someone else's life?
Amen.
Huh? I needed to let you see me do some things in your life so you can go and bear witness in their life.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. That deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. And Pastor Kathy, that's why we give our testimonies, because how if anybody would know what went on in our lives if we don't give testimony to show them how good God really is. And he will bring you out of any and everything.
Amen.
Amen. We have a visitor, Erica, 623-271. God bless you. And do you have, I lost my train of thought, a comment on how you enjoyed the word this evening?
Well, I always enjoy it when Pastor Kathy refers to herself as Boo the Fool or something like that. I agree with when you go through some things and you think it's Satan that's pushing you through that, when actually it's God. And so many times we fight and fight instead of going into prayer and really listening, and we drag it out a lot longer than it needs to be. And I like what she said when Pastor Kathy said, well, if Satan hears that, he's going to say, well, okay, I'll take credit for that. That's not me doing it, but I'll take it. And we give him way too much credit sometimes. And I agree. We need to really be able to, and you can only do this by scripture reading and following somebody like Pastor Kathy, who is anointed with this wisdom, so you can discern, you know, in your own situation, you can discern from what you have learned, from what she's taught, who it is. Is it God or is it Satan? So I have been in that place many times.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
God be the glory. So at this time, we like to thank our other callers, 404-597 and 704-635, for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So we are going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to do the call to salvation, but I'm going to ask Minister Leslie if she would pray us out once I finish doing the call to salvation. Can you do that for me, dear heart?
Sure.
Okay. All of you under the sound of my voice, God just gave you an invitation to happy hour. And even though it sounds comical, God really is inviting you to a better place.
Yes.
He's inviting you to a place that only he can give you the kind of happiness that you seek.
Yes.
And if you are under the sound of my voice, he has simplified it. All you got to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for all of our sins, even mine, dear God. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And then if you pray that prayer, because see, he simplified it because it's not his desire that any should perish. So he made it easy for us to come. His son has already paid the price. It doesn't get any easier than that. You going in a store and collecting groceries that you don't got to pay for. Come on now. And so God is saying, come. Won't you come today? Even though it sounds invitation to have you. Yeah, I'm trying to lead you to a place of happiness, real, genuine happiness in Christ.
Thank you,
and so
Lord.
God is saying, won't you come today? Make a decision to give your life to Christ. Oh, what about this? Make a decision to come back to Christ. Because this is not just for the sinner who hasn't come in yet. It's also for the backslider that went on their way. And now God is saying, I'm calling you and I'm calling you. Huh? Come on in. Come on in. This is your invitation to accept Christ, to rededicate your life, to give it all to God again, to accept God for the first time and see how happy you will be in your relationship to Christ. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Leslie. Go ahead, dear heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. And you know, Father God, when Pastor Kathy says, this is not, it's not foolish, it's not silly to think that all you have to do is invite Jesus into your heart and into your soul and into your life. Jesus did it that way because he wanted to make it simple for people that we can all come back or begin a new life with him. And we are fortunate to have Block Talk Radio and Pastor Kathy, that we can hear this message, and you cannot hear that salvation prayer more than you need to. We need to repeat that and share it and testify to it. And I pray, Father God, that you will bless Pastor Kathy with all the tools and resources she needs to be successful in carrying out your message. There are many lives that are being changed, and we may not hear their voices, but we know we can feel the Holy Ghost moving in these people and changing their lives. Thank you, Almighty God, for the anointing of Pastor Kathy. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you.
God bless you guys. I love you.
Love you too.
And thank
you, guys. Good night.
Good night. And on that note, we are out.